Welcome aboard. All right, now, have you noticed something? Have you noticed your mail being kind of screwy? I thought it was just me. I have been having, I would say for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, mail that's my neighbor's mail being delivered. Sometimes I get deliveries in a day. I don't get deliveries in a day. I have one of those services, you know, you can sign up for this at the post office where online where it shows you pictures of the mail that you're going to get as it's coming in. And I look at the mail that I was supposed to get versus the mail that I've gotten. And sometimes it comes in a day, sometimes it doesn't. And I thought, well, this must just be a carrier issue in my neighborhood or there's stuff going on. And I know that there are, you know, especially in the height of the pandemic here in Illinois a few weeks ago, that maybe that was the reason. But it turns out there are other problems. Turns out that there is more to this than we know. And I would like to start with this and figure this out with you at 312-981-7200. Elise Foster is going to join us right now. She's vice president of National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 11. That represents the Illinois folks. And Elise, thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate it.
And thank you.
Let's talk about what some of the endemic issues are right now. First of all, what is related, the slowdown in mail and the misdirection of some of it, distribution issues? What part of that is related to COVID-19?
Well, we have carriers that's out that's dealing with this. They have carriers that have child care issues and they have staffing issues at the Postal Service that they're not able to get the...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the mail is not going. The mail is not being... They don't have enough people to carry the routes.
And that's... And that basically would be... What percentage would you say of workers that would normally be on route that are not?
I would say about 20% that's not at work.
That would normally be.
That's dealing with during this pandemic. And we haven't the staffing to replace those carriers here in Chicago so that we can get the mail delivered to the customers.
All right. Now, what solutions are they offering? I mean, how's this working out between you guys, the Postal Union, and then the Postal Service, those bosses there? How are we going to address that? Because as the consumers, the customers, we're not getting what we want.
Exactly. Well, we have tried to talk with the leadership over at the Chicago Postal Service, but right now they have started the starting times back, pushing the carriers later on the street, forcing them to be out later. We have carriers that's on the overtime desire list that's willing to pick up some extra time to go out to make sure the customers get their mail, but that the later starting times has put us at a disadvantage because now we're out there later all day working in extreme heating conditions to get the mail delivered.
So why is it later? Why is it being pushed to later?
Well, the Postal Service says that they want to save time in the office. So they're cutting the times and pushing the carrier's time later. And that's something they came up with, a unilateral change to say, hey, we're going to push them back. Instead of we used to come in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, where the carriers use it out there early, if we have to pick up an extra swing, come back, take out some more mail on another part of a route to get that delivered so that we can satisfy our customers, that's not happening. They're forcing the carriers to be out later because they're trying to save on office time is what we're being told.
Trying to save on office time?
Office time.
You might have to explain that because, again, what does office time mean to postal workers?
The time that the carrier punches in the clock, prepares the mail in the case.
In the office. Okay, got it.
Then they move to the street function to load all the packages, and we have had an increase in packages so that we have to load the vehicle and then start our day. But if sometimes we cannot load the vehicle, we don't have the post ready, it's not properly sorted, because of a clerical function, different function, that prepares the mail for the carriers to go out, have to be sorted. So we're having a lot of staffing issues with carriers as well as clerks so that we can get the mail out to the customers. And pushing the time back only hurts service and the service that we provide to our customers to get that mail delivered during this pandemic when we're at a rate that we don't have 100% or 90% of our carriers at work due to issues that they're dealing with the COVID-19, the child care, places where they're using to take their kids, park districts are not operating at 100%. Right. Child care is not at 100%. Carriers have to make a determination to whether we're going to come to work or leave our kids at home. So it's kind of hard. And we have a lot of that. We're dealing with those social issues here in the Postal Service.
All right, hold on 1 second. Can you just hold on 1 second for me? I'll come right back. This is Elise Foster. She's with the Postal Union here, and we're talking about the issues that are plaguing the post office, because we are now seeing clearly. I thought it was just me. Turns out it's not just me. It's you as well. And we'll take your phone calls and your stories about this at 312-981-7200 on the other side. But first, here's Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather, which is getting heavy. That's the Rokan Show, 720 WGN. All right, Elise Foster is with us right now. She is the Vice President, National Association of Letter Carriers, for the local that represents Chicago postal workers, and this, or Illinois postal workers, I should say. And Elise, thank you for being with us. Turns out we're having more of a problem than we thought with postal delivery. You never know when there's bad postal delivery or there's something that's getting screwed up. You always think it's just you, or it's just, you know, from your specific post office or post person. It turns out there's a system-wide issue here because of the pandemic and the number of people who are actually showing up for work. Matt's got a question here at 312-981-7200. Go ahead, Matt. What's your question?
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Almost a Friday. So here's my question for you. So back in the day, meaning like 10 years ago or so, mail used to... I used to be able to say, mail's going to be here by 2 o'clock, or mail's going to be here by 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And even before the pandemic, it started coming at, like, noon, then it showed up at 2:30, then it showed up at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
When did it get to be so fluid, and can we go back to not it being so fluid?
Yeah. Is there I think the question here, Matt,
whenever I'm not home.
Okay. So the question here, Elise, is there a specific time mail should be delivered by every day, or has to be delivered by every day?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a specific time, but the carriers want to get out and start their day early and finish up their routes. But if we have automation, I think going back to 10 years, what you talked about, where DPS started coming up because delivery point sequence with mail was being sequenced and programmed by computers, and then we was told to just to pick up and go out and to deliver the mail. But and that changed the time before the letter carriers came in. We delivered our, we cased our mail. We knew what we were doing as far as our delivery, got everything prepared, and we went on the street. But now with the automation, it changes and it fluctuates the mail, how it's being processed, how it's coming into us. And then that makes the letter carrier routes time we get on the street change every day because it's unpredictable about the volume of mail that comes in and how it's being prepared. And if it's not coming in on time, you know, we have to wait until we get instructions to hit to the street because we need all the mail before
we
go
waiting,
out.
So you're waiting for that digital thing, which I was alluding to earlier. That's part of the system that every morning I get an email at 6-something in the morning that shows me pictures of the mail that I'm going to be getting. And that's all coming from different places, I'm assuming, right? Then getting collated and sent to the specific carrier area for wherever it happens to be.
Well, I don't know how it is pictured, but it's called informed delivery. I have that too, and it lets me know what's going to come to my house.
Right.
So customers know what they're going to get on a daily basis by that program that they have. So that machines process that mail, the customer is aware of what's coming, and they expect that mail to arrive at their house sometime that day. Yes.
Right. Yes, and if they don't...
Not to pile up.
Right. So the question is that system now delivering at different points because that mail's all coming from different places? I've never understood the logistics of this, so I'm curious about it. That's why I'm asking. Do you have to wait? So a postal worker has to wait for basically all of that stuff to come in toward them so they can collate and put out on the street. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
The carriers deliver what's given to them on a daily basis. As it comes in, the carrier delivers it, yes.
Yeah. And so, but it's coming to them later, the full complement of mail that has to be delivered into whatever their area is coming to them later in the day, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, this is what I was informed by the district manager, that the way it's processed and they can't get the mail to the station earlier is coming later. So therefore, it pushes the carrier back starting time. Well, where we once started at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, he said, I don't need you here that early, so I'm going to push you back. You start at 9, that I can have that carrier hit the clock when majority of their mail is there. Now, trucks come in and out on a daily basis before we hit the street. But now, once I was prepared to leave maybe a little early, now I'm going to leave a little later. And that goes back to the gentleman's question about the time fluctuate when they used to say, hey, the mail will be here at a certain time. You knew your carrier would be in the neighborhood at this time. Well, it's changing.
All right. Now, do you see any change in sight here for this? You're saying that about one out of every five carriers that would be on the street are not on the street now because of either dealing with health issues or dealing with child care issues or something related to the pandemic right now. And that's probably going to continue to be. The summer would be a particularly bad moment if you can't get child care in the summer. Theoretically, the schools are the child care in the fall and in the winter, you know, for the school year. So should we anticipate that as long as schools aren't in and businesses aren't up to regular operation, daycares and things like that, this is going to continue, or is there any kind of solution?
Well, we're in talks and hope that we can have some solutions. We don't anticipate, we hope that it don't keep going. But one thing that we have to understand is that the carrier shouldn't have to make a decision between leaving their kids at home or having to go to work, that we have to have some type of program in place to help them so that we can come to work. We are in talks with the Chicago district, and hopefully there is some site. You know, they said they're going to start hiring more people, and hopefully that can help, you know, get some help staffing into the offices so that, you know, we can, you know, help get the mail to the customers that need. Because not just only with the pandemic, we have carriers that's out, that's injured on the job in addition to the pandemic. So now you get two things that's there, and that staffing is a big issue, and that we have to make sure that we communicate with the Postal Service. They need to hire and they need to staff. So to be prepared for this pandemic, they had an opportunity to hire temporary employees. That was in discussion. I don't know. For right now, we haven't seen any, but that was an option that they had to do to pick up some of the load so that the carriers that's off dealing with these issues, we have a backup plan. We had the TCAs that can come in and deliver mail, but we haven't seen any bought aboard yet.
Yeah. But what are the postal workers doing to protect themselves, and I guess us as well, as they're protecting themselves from transmission here? What do they do?
Well, we have a memo where we're supposed to have social distancing, and we're in talks about that with our union and our union stewards on the station to promote social distancing. We were slow to getting the PPE in, as you know, on worldwide, but we now have the protective equipment that we need. We have the face mask, the gloves, the hand sanitizer, wipes for their vehicle. So we're daily service talks to let them know what they need to do to stay safe while they're working this pandemic as well. So
were they worried about the mail? Were the workers themselves worried about contamination from the mail itself?
Oh, yes. It was a big concern. It was a big concern as many essential workers out there having to deliver for the nation. And that's what we want to do. We deliver, and that's something that we do. But we also have to be mindful that we have to stay safe. But there was a fear about, okay, I am a postal worker, but I'm scared here too as well. Mm-hmm. But they're out there every day risking their lives. They're on the front lines doing what they need to do to get the essential things to our customers, our medicine, packages with all the stores that's being closed, the postal service, the package has to increase. I want to say, it's like Christmas in April, May, June, and July.
Right,
we have a lot of packages just coming in. So the postal workers are out there making sure that we, you know, get that to our customers, but we need some help.
I'm responsible for at least 100% of that increase personally.
Oh, okay.
Elise, let me again go back to this issue of safety, though. Now there's been different guidance in terms of how this virus is transmitted. Do postal workers feel as though there is it's safer now, the mail and the packages themselves are safer than they were before because now they think it's more airborne than it is on a surface?
Well, we have been in talks and educating them on the CDC guidelines and things of that nature. I don't know and can't answer for them, but they have shared some their concerns about the face mask and having that mandate that everyone should have it on to slow the spread. So I believe if that's something that can, you know, be, be enforced, then that can kind of calm some of the carriers down. But, they're working through it. They're working through it.
Okay. So it's like we all are, right?
Yeah.
It's the the data changes every day, the guidance changes every day, and we're just trying to keep up with it and do the best we can. All right, well, well, I hope that we can come up with a solution here, and especially, you know, hopefully the schools will open in safely in the fall, and we'll be start to get back to some semblance of normalcy here, and then that obviously would be helpful for postal workers so that they, you know, they have child care services and things like that. And that might ease some of this burden, but it wasn't just me, I guess, is what I was looking for there, Elise. I was just trying to figure out if this was a system-wide issue, or it's just very localized, and then I started to see stories over the last day here that it's pretty system-wide.
So. It's system-wide. Yeah, I would say system-wide.
All right, Elise, thank you very much. Elise Foster from the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 11, and they're the letter carriers that Illinois is who's represented there in Branch 11. Okay. Coming up, Congressman Kinzinger is going to join us. He's got some ideas about the violence issue here in Chicago, and we were talking about it ad nauseum, right? I mean, last weekend, we had the 4th of July weekend was absolutely insane. National story. What do we do? Is it time to have some sort of a more robust federal response to this? Not just, we're going to put a few more prosecutors online, which is what they did initially, but is it time to, you know, perhaps? Is it time for the National Guard? Congressman's a guardsman. He might be able to comment on that as well. And we'll ask him now. He's a Republican. We had a Democrat on yesterday. He's a Republican. We'll ask if you're getting a stimulus check and what that's going to look like. That's all coming your way as well. Then in the 4 o'clock hour, Ray Lopez is going to be with us. He's the alderman who got the bricks thrown through his windows of his house in Brighton Park, and his garage was attempted to be set on fire. He says it's gang retaliation. We'll hear his side of the story there, what he thinks is actually going on. And then Notre Dame doing something very interesting in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk about this. Notre Dame is sending COVID kits home to all of the kids who are supposed to show up in South Bend. This is we live in a brave new world, do we not? Let's find out more about that brave new world. Here is Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN News.